than you think. Roman Catholic, you train to reject. It's a shame cause your timeline backwards and your interpretation came afterwards. Raised in the West in America, influenced by the Baptist. It's a reason you don't wear crucifixes with Jesus on a cross bleeding or even baptized in. They say public professions, conversions and such before you're accepted in the church is a must. It's a reason we don't value tradition that much. Decisions that shifted like stick in a clutch. Traditions that came in particular Baptists with their interpretation of particular chapters. Decisions got made for us, bro. We ain't even know. We ain't even know about it, sis. Nope. Matter of fact, we didn't exist. But now you know, please can you be a part of the convo, man? Say you got no type affiliation. Say you part of non-denomination. Say you only focus on salvation. You ain't about to be the separation.
I get it. Trust me, you Baptist.
Let me cook, though. What's the point why I'm so lit? Why I ain't rapping about the things I was saying back in 06? Cause I learned there was a lot missed. Not everything, but important things that the church flipped. For example, certain verses that communicate gift that we turned into work its. Tied to the Arbella ship. They carried over Christians that switched up the Eucharist. They ferried over to this land for emancipation and religious freedom. Don't need toleration. Scored by the papacy and Charles II, the one who had John Bunyan thrown into prison. Vestments, candles, Anglican culture, the Christian calendar, the liturgy. They over it. Their whole ethos, many thoughts sent it over. Now here we are repeating back only what they told us. Decisions got made for us, bro. We ain't even know. We ain't even know about it, sis. Nope. Matter of fact, we didn't exist. But now you know. Please, can you be a part of the convo, man? Say you got no type affiliation. Say you part of non-denomination. Say you only focus on salvation. You ain't about to be the separation.
I get it. Trust me, you Baptist. Let me cook, though.
So how do you tie the sacraments into that? So for an expression of Christianity that says we can have what you just described, but we don't see a place for the sort of mystical union taking place in the sacraments. That seems like an unnecessary barrier to...
Yeah, well see, the sacramental life is the core of all this, because the sacramental life is God's way of being present and God's way of then delivering grace and also binding us together. We all do the sacraments together. We celebrate communion at the rail together, and there's a communion with God, the vertical. There's also a horizontal communion with each other. We're sharing this life together, and it binds us together. And in baptism, we all have that same death and birth to new life in baptism. We're all bound in that commonality of sinners who have been made alive in Christ. It's our identity. We all bear the name of Christ. And so the sacraments actually bring us together in community and become the source, the lifeblood of the very direction and definition of what the church is. So sacraments are never an add-on.
Yeah.
They're the heart. They're the core.
Yeah.
Decisions got made for us, bro. We ain't even know. We ain't even know about it, sis.
Nope.
Matter of fact, we didn't exist. But now you know. Please, can you be a part of the convo, man? Say you got no type affiliation. Say you part of non-denomination. Say you only focus on salvation. You ain't about to be the separation.
I get it. Trust me, you Baptist. Let me cook, though.